This is the November 12th meeting of the Strategic Planning Working Group for the Pacifica National Board. I'm the chair, George Reiter. People that I know are on the call are Adriana Casanavin, Teresa Allen, Jim Brown, Jose Luis Fuentes, Tony Norman. Have I missed anybody? Okay. So I'd like to get started. There's really two parts to this meeting. The first part is a continuation of what we were talking about last time. One piece of the proposed strategic plan was some reorganization of our financial accounting. It had two purposes. One was so that the CFO could have access to all the Pacifica accounts, which I was told by our former executive director amounted to 20 different Pacifica accounts, one national office and sort of several at some of the stations. There was some question. There was also the thought that that should be streamlined, that the original suggestion of the former ED was it would be one account at each station, so there'd be six altogether, and that would make it easy for the CFO to quickly find out what was so in the network. I was asked at the last meeting to query Brian Edwards Tiekert, the chair of the Finance Committee, about what he thought of the wisdom of doing that. I also sent an email to Lydia Brazan, the interim executive director. They both thought that the issue of transparency of all the financial accounts to the CFO was essential, and that certainly should be the case. Lydia felt that perhaps, you know, if stations wanted to have more than one account, perhaps to segregate the restricted accounts from the unrestricted accounts, that should be all right. Brian indicated something along the same line, but thought that, you know, 20 accounts was really a bit excessive. So in the attachment that I sent out, I have a proposal, proposal for that, and I'll get to that in a moment, but I do want to say what the rest of the agenda is about. I want to deal with that first. Unless you all have some other suggestions, if we come to an agreement on that, I am ready to send the strategic planning document to the PNB to be considered as soon as we can. In the meantime, since last time, I had requests from Jose Luis to consider the contingency plans for what to do with the immediate shortfall of funds in the network. Certainly a significant part of that comes out of BII. And the since having posted that, we got an email from Serene Roberts, which had a compilation of several plans that had been floated at BAI that were intended to do that, was intended to put it back on a sound financial basis. And I would like to consider that as part of the discussion of what to do as a contingency plans in the network. Besides Jose Luis, I was also asked by Margie Wilkinson and Lydia to sort of suggest that it might be a good idea. I don't want to make that part of the strategic plan. It's a separate issue, but I think it's a perfectly reasonable place to discuss it. So with all of that being said, are there any questions for me? And if not, I'll move on to the discussion of the the changes to the financial structure that's being recommended.
Alan here. I'd like to say something.
Okay, go ahead, Teresa.
All right, I'd like to speak to the issue of the bank accounts. George, were you on the board when we were in New York and Summer had the guy, I think it was from Chase Bank, come in and give a presentation on what it would be like to have consolidated banking?
No.
Okay. Well, he gave a presentation, and, of course, the point was that we could save a lot of money if we just used one bank. And what was happening? I guess we...
A lot of money was what? Tens of thousands or 100,000?
I can't even remember it after all this time. But the and New York was moving. I remember Berthold Reimer was driving around with a moving truck. And the New York... the D.C. people were protesting. They had come to protest the fact that, you know, that... they were going to be moved into a Clear Channel building. And there was the issue of KPF, there was the issue of Efren, some materials from the national office getting out. So there were lots of things on the table. And he gave the presentation, but the board didn't act on it. I mean, the fact is, and of course, there's always people always say, well, if you go with that big bank, they're evil, you know, and they're into, you know, mining, or their investments are into things that are immoral. But if we go the opposite, there is no credit union or institution that can serve all five in locations that isn't big. So are you saying that somebody's going to consider consolidating or not? Are we going to go with one?
Saying that as part of the strategic plan at the very top.
I feel like every general manager is reinventing the wheel with these banks, and as a result, we're not getting very good deals.
Adriana?
Yeah, let me respond to Teresa's question. I sort of did, but let me just say it again. What we're discussing is the suggestion at the very top of the strategic plan that, A, the banks be consolidated, B, they all be on the same plain system. Their BAI is not, apparently. And C, that the CFO has access to all of them. They be on the accounts, and all the accounts are transparent. Go ahead, Adriana.
Yes, I want to clarify some things about what Teresa said. I think that in 2013, the PNB in New York accepted that, and what we know about it, that in 2014, when I came to the PNB, and Jose Luis too, and George, I think too, when the CFO was reinstated, he discovered that those bank accounts were open, but never were working. But anyway, the bank was charging, I think that the fund was charging the foundation more than $11,000 in bank fee for accounts that were open but never implemented. The CFO and the then IED worked with the bank, and they returned that money. That's why I think that what happened then. I agree that what Teresa is saying made a lot of sense too. We should, but we need to be careful the way that we implemented that being followed up. Because if not, it will be the same case that happened before. Unless that comes from the top and is mandated and everybody needs to go and do it, I don't want to go to the same situation and spend another $11,000 that we don't have. That's it.
Well, so are you saying that she actually signed something? They actually opened the accounts? They actually took our $11,000?
Yes.
Like, so we did put money in the account.
No. I don't know. I don't think that the accounts were open, but I don't think they never were operating accounts.
So they never had our $11,000. They billed us for it, and they would like for us to have paid it, but we didn't pay it.
No, that was charged. And the CFO, what the CFO did is make the money being returned. And the bank agreed to do it. That is what we knew, and Jose Luis and George were part of the 2014 PNB board that when we discovered that was happening. And,
well,
and those accounts were closed.
I just hope that either the IED or the ED actually does the research and gets it done.
So let me ask, I mean, is there anyone else wants to comment on the specific suggestions on the centralized accounting process for greater efficiency and transparency? I sort of read out what they were before. Is there any objection to those? That being part of the strategic plan? Okay. Hearing none, unless there's some other suggestions as to what should go into the strategic plan, I'm going to forward it to the PNB. I'm thinking of perhaps putting together with some of the addenda a sort of rationale for pieces of it, which I would circulate to the board before. Much of it, sort of, the rationale is fairly clear within the document. But is there any objection to forwarding it now? And again, if I put in any more rationale, I will pass it through the committee is the entire board, so I guess I'll do that. Getting it on the agenda as soon as possible, basically. Okay, well, hearing none, I'll give people a moment who might be muted, but hearing none. I want to move on to the question of the contingency plans for BAI. Have you all received Serene's email? I assume she sent it to the whole PNB, and no one who's not on the PNB is here. So, did someone just join us?
So this is from Dave. Yes.
This is Alan. I have not read it.
But you got it. Yeah. Go ahead, Jose Luis.
Well, it's difficult to talk about WBAI unless we have WBAI directors and the authors of the contingency or the planning that Serene sent us, because there's questions I have, as it seems this was something that was done in 2013, and you know, for the last 2 years, we still have problems at WBAI, and I assume some of these things that I talked about in that plan have been implemented or are taking effect, but they're just not resulting in the income needed. But that's questions that we need the WBAI folks on the phone.
Yeah, I assume Serene would be here. Teresa, would you give her a call? Teresa had volunteered earlier to do that.
Who do you want me to call?
Serene.
Serene, okay. Okay, I can call her.
Jose Luis, did you want to discuss contingency plans in a broader sense for the entire network?
Yeah, I did. And this is, you know, so I've been hearing from Brian and as well that we might not be able to make payroll at the end of the month or next month for some of the units because the cash flow, we just aren't there, and the fund drives are coming at 20 to 25% below what was expected.
So that is
of concern, but it asks the bigger question of where we're going to get money from. And there's certain sources of money that people have been talking about where to obtain it, and one of those can be selling the Berkeley building, the national office, and that, you know, get us over $1 million there, or doing some LMAs swapping of WBAI. These talks are not new, but they've been, and they're there. We also have the liability of WBAI with the tower, with the Empire State Building tower, that's running at over $1 million that we owe the Empire State Building, and that's pretty much they own one of our buildings if they ever sue us, and it's only they're going to own, you know, more buildings the longer we drag it out, as the rents are somewhere in the $50,000 plus range a month. And we can only make $10,000 payments, so we're running at least $40,000 a month in liability to the Empire State Building on their books, which they can collect in court from us. So all this has me thinking of, and it has others thinking, it's not just me, of where are we going to get money to pay these liabilities? We currently have payment plans with our creditors who have judgments against us, and that's somewhere about $30,000 a month that we're paying. But if we can't make payroll, we're not going to even make these $30,000 payments a month that we have to make to our creditors. So we're going to end up defaulting at some point, and people will come after us. And then they will, and if they come after us, at least the people with money judgments from courts will register their judgment in Houston, put liens on the Houston building, put liens on the Los Angeles and Berkeley buildings, and then we are at a disadvantage. So I think we need to be proactive here, and we need to start thinking about what are we going to do in case one of these contingencies comes to play where we default and we can't make payments on our $30,000 a month payments to these creditors who have money judgments against us, or the Empire State Building, or in payroll. And so a few years ago, John Kriegler gave a talk to the PMB about doing debt reorganization and what that would look like, and having a pre-plan to pay off the debts. So it can be accomplished in an orderly fashion. And John is, Kriegler is willing and able to give us a talk about our debt reorganization. And so that if we end up having to sell a building like the national office here in Berkeley, we do it under a debt reorganization plan, in which we will have all the creditors and get them all at the table so we can have an orderly plan to pay people off and come out without owing money and come out with a plan that fixes WBAI and fix and the debt we have. So my proposal is that we recommend to the PMB that they instruct John Kriegler to give the PMB a talk on debt reorganization that he did a few years ago to this current PMB to educate us on what that would look like and the pros and cons about it before we sell any buildings or do any swaps or LMAs.
Okay, so that's a proposal we can discuss, and we can certainly make that recommendation. It seems it's within our purview. It's not exactly a strategic plan, but it's going to give us a chance to actually implement this strategic plan. At least the conditions require some kind of response. And Jose Luis is suggesting this as a beginning. Anybody want to speak to it? Anybody object to it?
This is Tony.
Hey, Tony.
Great to hear. I wanted you to know I'm emailing Serene because her voicemail is full.
Oh, dear. Okay.
So unless you have a different number than I have, the number I have, the voicemail is full. It ends in 1... Maybe you have a different number than I have, but
it ends in what?
Okay. Mine ends in 6277.
Okay. Go ahead, Tony.
All right.
Yeah. I have reservations about some of the options, but I think that this is something that needs to be before we. I know we're running up a bill with curricula, and I'm concerned about that. We need to discuss it among ourselves first before we're just running up more bills, getting quickly involved with that. But I'm concerned about some of these, we're jumping to options that might be a tad bit sensitive and might be some, whether or not we even want to go in those directions that were placed on the table. I don't know if things are that dire or extreme to look at some of those things, but those are just my concerns and reservations about it.
So, if I hear you, Tony, you're saying let's have a conversation on the PMD ourselves first about the various possibilities, perhaps with a report back about just how dire it is, before we engage Kriegler. Is that correct?
Yes. Save as little much money as possible, because we don't necessarily have to. First of all, we have to see whether we can make an assessment of our financial situation, look where we are without necessarily getting legal advice at that stage of the game, and determine what direction the PNB wants to go in.
Okay.
But I would like to look at other options, also looking at other options, not just those that have been placed on the table. I don't think we have to go to the more extreme options. Personally, I have reservations about selling things and that sort of thing. But I think we as a board need to discuss it. And then when we look at the direction we want to go in, then we can seek the best legal advice or financial advice to go in that direction. That's just my concern.
Yeah.
Yes, I agree with Tony. Some things that are being said here is not necessarily the only options. What I believe that some of the conversation that is a must, I agree in that with Jose Luis, is a must that the PMB make these conversations, but some of them we know that need to be obviously in executive session, because some things cannot be said in open session for various reasons. But I agree with Tony. We need, I think that the National Finance Committee, by the first time, we are getting a real picture of what is going on in the foundation. And I think that we have a lot of those numbers, or at least the gross part of those numbers. And I agree the PMB need to have a conversation, all of us, and make our decisions and see our options, and then we can engage different professionals, or whoever the PMB decide, to explore, the legal part of whatever options the PMB decide to go, whatever way we decide. I think that the most that we can do is recommend or strongly recommend that the PMB have this conversation as soon as we can. Thank you.
Okay. Anyone else want to speak to this? Jose Luis, are you okay with going along with Tony's suggestion that...
Yeah.
I think the suggestions are in line with what I'm trying to say is that we, well, and I guess it's to recommend that Kriegler start preparing this talk since he's already prepared the talk. But if that's too quick for folks and they want to talk about options, I think we need to then start laying out the options. At least today, if Tony, has options, he should lay them out. If Adriana has options, she should lay them out. George, you, if you have them. So we have a whole laundry list, and then start, if we can today, look at them so that the discussion at the PMB is focused and that this committee has, talked about them and at least gone over the pros and cons. And if we can narrow some of them, that would be great. I just talked about the ones I know that there's been talks out there of groups and of people, some perhaps significant voting blocks, not majority blocks, but selling the national office. I don't think Tony nor Adriana would dispute that that's an option that's being discussed. And if that happens, it's going to happen. If it happens because we need money fast, those buildings can be sold in 30 days. Given the California hot market, 2 months maximum, but they would sell. But by that time, we would do this without deliberating or thinking about it or seeing what other protections we need in order to make sure that money, that when it comes in, is used optimally and not just spent as, as KPFA's $400,000 that came in was spent, it's gone, right? So things can go quickly in Pacifica. And when we don't have plans, we don't get the maximum protection. So I suggest that we start talking about it now. We can delay it till December, and then in December at the PMB, depending on, what issues people have that need to come up first, we might never get to it. And by that point, we're going to either be in default with some payments or close to it, and people have to be paid. People have to eat, pay their bills. And, so we need to start talking about this now, not later.
So Jose Luis's suggestion is that we do some listing of options and perhaps discussion of them tonight. I presume to be included with the request to the PMB to schedule an executive session to consider this as soon as possible. I don't hear any sense that as soon as possible, if there's any objection to that. There's anyone who doesn't feel a sense of urgency about this.
Teresa here. I have questions.
Okay.
Why is the Finance Committee not getting on the same page with this? I mean, I would think they, of all the committees, they would be looking at the figures. And I feel a sense of impending doom. I mean, the whole situation involving the lease in New York and how we're not really paying what's on the face of the lease, and yet they say, oh, they're going to forgive this money, but it's accumulating, and if they really wanted to press it, like, we'd really be in a world of hurt. I don't understand why the Finance Committee is not actually taking the lead and taking it to the PNB and saying you need to do something seriously about this.
Is there anyone here on the Finance Committee? Adriana, you are.
Tony.
Yes.
Okay.
And we are discussing those things. It's not like just quickly that the Finance Committee is looking at some of these, particularly from the perspective of the budget, that we review the budget. So we are engaging in discussing some of those issues.
You're doing what?
The Finance Committee is engaged in discussing those issues from the perspective as we review the budget for each unit.
I heard in Jose Luis's speaking a request to sort of outline other options that he didn't mention.
that people might be thinking of. Is there anyone who would like to take them up on that and do that?
Do what?
Outline other possible options. I mean, he suggested selling property, an LMA, presumably in BAI. I don't remember what else, but...
Trees for the stack.
Okay, so I heard Jose Luis first, and then Adriana, and then Teresa.
No, I've spoken a lot, so let the others speak.
Adriana, go ahead.
Yes. I believe that we need to be really careful what we are doing here, because, you know, all the people that are in this call, we are all directors. We know that some of the things that are being said here, if we are not careful what we are saying, that could be misconstrued or misused to produce a kind of a panic to the members of to the rest of the foundation. I think that are a lot of different options. I believe that they are, but they need to be discussed in executive session. I personally disagree with throwing these words and these kind of options because we are directors. We should be really, really careful with the words that we use. And we know that most of these issues, as was done in the past, were always discussed first in executive session. And it's true, the National Finance Committee is really worried about a lot of these issues, and we are trying to advise the PMB, but all these discussions need to be in executive session. That is my position. Thank you.
Okay. Anybody else want to speak to this? Oh, Teresa, you're next.
Well, when Summer was interim, we took the LMA proposals. We have them LMA. We have the LMA proposals. And, if we could ever get on the same page, I wish we would consider them seriously, because I have a feeling that we never seriously consider it. We keep putting things on the back burner, putting them off, and not really, I think, facing reality. I mean, the fact that WBAI, for example, is on a different bookkeeping system that everybody else is on, that's just really odd and really not acceptable, and I don't understand why. I just don't feel like I'm getting the financial information that I need, and... I would like to consider the LMAs. I would like to see some leadership. I would like to see the IED say, do you think this is a possible solution? I appreciate the what you suggested about Kriegler. Let's do that right away. Let's propose that. Tony, would you get with... the IED and see if we can put that on the schedule and schedule an extra telephone conference to have it laid out to us?
Let me try to break this down where we are. So, is there any objection to having as part of the report I'll make out of this meeting? A request for a executive session to consider contingencies plans
by the PNB. We'll talk a little bit in a moment about what goes into them, but that it should happen soon, presumably the December 3rd meeting. Is there any objection to that? Okay. I did hear an objection to having Kriegler there to begin with. So let me just ask again, is there any objection to having John Kriegler present at that first executive session?
Yes, I object.
Yes, I would object to that. I think that's premature, and that we, once again, we have to consider how much we have to pay for these things. If we have an attorney while we're exploring options and paying and billing by the hour, I think we need to really seriously look at that.
So those of you who advocate that, are you willing to step aside, or should we take a vote on it?
Let's discuss this a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah. So Jose Luis for this back on Kriegler, and I want to preface the Kriegler with the documents Efren has provided me on how much each of the station is currently owing. KPFK owes $247,676 that WBAI has, for some reason, $58,000, and KPFT, $16,450, WPFW, $236,536, KPFA, $260.23. That there is, close to $1 million that the stations owe, and that's not, WBAI doesn't include the Empire State Building, another million there. So I spoke with John Kriegler, and his suggestion is that, he talk with us. He gave this talk. It's not going to cost much. He has the talk he gave us a few years ago, and it's just cleaning it up. So cost-wise, it's not going to be that expensive, but it'll be more expensive if we launch into a selling of properties, or because we're desperate due to having to pay our employees or having to fire employees when we don't have to. It's the employee part that's going to really drive us to do something without having the advice of Kriegler, his suggestion is that he talk to us, and if we're going to do anything like that, it'd be done through a debt reorganization pre-planning, so we are driving it and not being dragged into it. But so I think it's worth the money. It's not going to be much. We spend, and it'll be well informed to help all of us at the PMB, because otherwise we'll be back at needing that. We need the advice of somebody who knows what Pacifica is up against, and that's Kriegler.
Adriana?
And Teresa Allen.
Okay. Adriana, then Teresa.
I believe that before rushing recommending bringing professionals, that I agree will give us probably a picture, but before it's a political decision that are the directors the one that need to make that political decision, and doesn't make any sense to have professional advice when the political decision is not there yet. I think that probably we will need that professional, advice later on. But that is the decision that the PMB, the directors, need to do. Because politically, the decision is political. It means political since the point of view that the whole PMB is the one that will decide which way to go, which options to try. Then it will depend on that decision, which professionals we ask for advice. Thank you.
Teresa.
And then Tony.
I think to avoid getting a professional presentation is foolhardy, As a director, I want information from an objective professional. Since we don't have a CFO, we are just like steering blind. And I hear, I mean, we have someone in our accounting office that has like said, oh, I don't think we can have elections because we don't have the money to do the postage. And like everyone went into a panic, then made another statement like, oh, I don't think we can, we're going to be able to pay health insurance. So staff went into a real panic. I think we have some serious problems, and I don't know why we wouldn't get this presentation, especially if it's been done before. Janice Lane Ewart, who has worked with the NSCB and has helped a lot of stations that are in financial straits, I think she, I mean, we might want to consult her for some objective suggestions as to what to do. But even Bob Mark, I've heard, and it seems like I saw something from him saying that we should actually have a presentation on what a reorganization could do for us. And I think there are many positive possibilities of having a reorganization. I think not having, the, you know, avoiding the, I don't mean to be critical, but like it's like sticking your head in the sand if for a thousand, I can't imagine that this presentation would cost us more than $1,000. And we're going to be paying maybe tens or hundreds of thousands of dollars in penalties for not paying people's pension plans properly, for example, or, you know, lawsuits because we're not paying, you know, people are giving into health care and we're not meeting our end of the deal. Or coming up, for example, I hear that health care issues, we're going to have, if you're going to have to pay, we as an institution are going to have to pay a lot more serious tax money because if our healthcare benefits are more like kind of perks, I mean really generous perks, then we're going to have to foot more of some sort of like it's a pay raise or some sort of bonus for employees. I don't know how to articulate it, but I was told that coming down the pike that's coming there, and we're going to face much larger fees next year because of something involving our health cares. So I don't understand why we would avoid this. We've already postponed dealing with some of our financial issues for literally years. Thank you.
Tony.
Yeah, this is my concern, exactly, because this is exactly why Pacifica gets into trouble. It does things like this. We're trying to run an organization by committee, by the board. This is why you have a staff. This is why you have executive director, interim executive director, and controller. And I think the general managers, we have five general managers in these stations, they need to get together and discuss their particular stations, the deficits, the money, the cash flow, along with the executive director or interim executive director and the controller, speak with their experts, and they, you know, have a discussion and hash out options because they know the day-to-day operations and the day-to-day finances of their station. And each unit should have this discussion. That should be an in-house staff discussion and present options and come up with, and talk with the various experts, financial experts and legal experts if necessary. And then then the executive director make these recommendations to the board, and the board can debate these options with some intelligence and some knowledge. Otherwise, if we have such a meeting as being proposed here, people are just thinking out loud and throwing out suggestions that they think is best. And when we have an attorney running up a bill, listening to all that debate while the hours are running, this is what we've been doing in the past, and I think that's not a way to run. That's not a way to run an operation. That's not a professional way to run an operation. And also, some of these topics are sensitive. People can overreact with the way people are in Pacifica. They take words and they run with them. I don't think this is the type of discussion that you can discuss in public first, because just mentioning various options doesn't mean you're going to do them, but people would take other people's statements. We're in a political climate, and they'll run with it. So you can't, just like in Congress, some things you can't get done in a political environment. You can't have a discussion in a political environment. So for that reason, I'm concerned about the confidentiality of those things and people's statements being misread and misused for political purposes while we're in the middle of a campaign. And secondly, I know Jose Luis just cited some numbers. I think those numbers need to be put in perspective. I don't know if those are entirely accurate or what they speak to and the time period of those numbers. So that's another thing I'm concerned about, throwing out numbers just out in the wild on the public line that we don't have to put perspective in those numbers. So you can't have a serious discussion about options unless you have the managers at the table, unless you have the experts, the staff at the table. They have to... Where I come from, I sit on the board of several for-profit organizations and non-profit organizations. This is the first time where I'm involved in an organization where the managers and executive directors are not proposing options and going and talking with the various accounting people, tax people, and lawyers, and they present options to the board. This, in this organization, is vice versa. The board just takes it upon themselves and just start discussing options that are really management decisions. And the management people just seem to sit back on the sideline and let the various local station boards fight it out, and then they step in. This is an absurd way of running an operation. This is not how you run a nonprofit radio station or any type of corporation, profit or nonprofit. That's been the problem with Pacifica in the past. The board is stepping in, trying to come up with options and do things that really they should sit back and let the managers, not sit back, but the managers and executive directors should come up with options, not the board. The board doesn't have the expertise. All we're doing is just speculating, if we have such a meeting, just speculating on what their feelings are at that moment and what we're hearing about. And most of it is based on rumors and half-truths and partial truths about what's happening at particular units and what's happening at particular stations. But we need to start getting serious, and there should be a meeting of all of the unit heads. They know their particular unit. Some of these people have been there for years in these units. And they know their budgets. They know their cash flow. They know what they need to do. They know what they don't need to do. So we need to be hearing from those general managers, unit heads, executive directors, about their unit before we can seriously discuss any options. If we don't have that, then the board is just speculating, which it normally does, get together and speculate and come up with political solutions, not rational, logical solutions. So,
Alan,
those are the reasons why I would object to such a meeting and the PNB going in that direction.
Okay,
Who's that?
This is Serena. I just need a point of personal privilege. I can't stay on the call. I sent something to the board about the sustainability plan for WBA. I just want to make it clear that it was not my intention that it be discussed tonight. I don't expect people to absorb, 30-something pages and discuss it tonight. It's for the next meeting.
Okay.
Okay, thanks.
So, Tony, earlier we had I had asked if there was any objection to actually calling for an executive session to discuss contingency plans. What I hear you saying is that unless there's some work done by the IED and the general managers prior to that to provide the options rather than having the board itself come up with the options, you would just as soon not do that. Is that correct?
Well, I'm not saying not do it, but I would like that other process to take place first. Then we would have we can have a much more intelligent discussion when we do that.
So Tony's okay. I get that. Then so the suggestion would then that we have an executive session, but that the that kind of conversation occur before then. Again, you're speaking against having Kriegler there at that time. He could perhaps coming in later. Teresa, go ahead.
I think I've sort of kind of forgotten what I was going to say, but This is not a political issue on my part. Perhaps, Tony, you understand things or you hear things that I don't. I heard it from Robert Mark, who is an attorney, that it would be beneficial for us to find out the pros and cons of a reorganization. I have my personal feelings about why certain individuals on the board would be for or against reorganization. I know that when the comptroller made announcements about not having money for health care, the interim executive director was not at that staff conference call. So when we talk about management, we really, I mean, I don't know what management you're talking about. We have no ED, we have an IED, we have no CFO, and we have a comptroller that has repeatedly told us that we can't make payroll.
Point of order.
Just a moment.
You're talking about political.
Hang on a second.
Okay.
Teresa, please.
Adriana is asking for a point
of order. Adriana?
I'm sorry.
We cannot discuss a specific personnel, even when we describe just describing the position. We are talking in open session and we are criticizing employees. We cannot do that.
Well, it's not so much a criticism as responding.
I'm sorry, that's not what I said.
Mm-hmm.
Well, certainly what you're saying is correct, that we cannot be talking about decisions made by management which are not
I'm responding to Tony's comment that it's political and that we just should rely upon management, but we're at such a point where we have no CFO and we have an IED, and
Teresa, let me ask you this.
I can't imagine why it would be harmful for someone to give a presentation, so I understand. So Kriegler could explain, and he understands Pacifica very well, and I would think would be concerned about the best interests of this foundation to understand the pros and cons of reorganization.
Okay, so we have a difference of opinion on the committee.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone who hasn't spoken yet would like to.
Jim Brown.
Yeah, Jim.
Yes. The from where I sit, I can understand what Tony is saying, because it's one of the most critical things that we need to really consider. The people who are actually running our stations are the ones who have the nuts and bolts and know everything that's going on within their station. They're the ones who would really need to strategize with. Any kind of strategic plan without their input is going to fail, because we don't know all of everything that's going on at each individual station. Before we can listen to whatever Krieger or any lawyer says, we've got to know exactly what the specifics are, and those specifics have to come from those people who understand what they are, people who are on the ground. Those managers who are on the ground, when we talk about management, we're talking about management there first. If we take it from a board level, we're going to make the same mistakes that we've made in the past if we don't really understand what it is. In other words, we have these managers at these different stations, and we have people at the stations who know what's going on in each individual station. And there's been, as far as I know, no kind of cross-management discussions that has helped have one station to help another station in terms of understanding how to solve a certain specific problem. If we can get to the point where we understand that we are the board and that our decisions should be based on what we know about the individual stations, I think we can move along much faster. But we've got to have the input from those managers at these stations first. That's
Tony, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. Jim.
I'm finished.
Okay, so Jim, I hear you coming down on the side of not having Krieger at this meeting and requesting that they meet every week with the IED, so basically putting it on their agenda to come back with us with some kind of options. Did I hear you correctly?
Yes.
Okay.
I think it'll be premature to have him there before we actually know what all the problems are first.
Okay. So
Tony, briefly.
Who said that, Tony?
Tony.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to make some, I think Teresa misunderstood some things that I said. I didn't want to imply that I was speaking to anybody on this call that their motives are political. I was just speaking in general about Pacifica and the board in general over the years have made political decisions. I was not specifically referring that anyone on this call has political motives. So I want to correct that. I didn't want to get that impression. I was just speaking in general about how Pacifica and the board operate over the last, 5 or 10 years, many of the decisions tend to be political. That was the only point I was making. But also another point I wanted to correct. I was not saying we rely on the managers to match their fit. I'm just saying we listen to the managers. They ought to come up with recommendations, and then we can discuss and debate options, and the board can make a decision. But at least I would, as a professional, I would want to hear from my manager or the executive director, since that's their job, to say, here's the crisis. Here's what I see as the problem, and here's what I would recommend to solve it. Now, if I was a general manager, or that's what I would expect to come from a general manager or a person who's running the organization, to say, what is your recommendation on how we get out of this in the short term as well as the long term? And what are your recommendations? And what I'm saying is we ought to hear that from all of the unit directors, as well as the interim and the past executive director, and the interim executive director, and talk to these people and listen to their recommendations, and then the board have a discussion about options and what it wants to do. That's all I'm saying. I think that's helpful information. And I think we're paying these unit directors to run these stations. And they ought to be able, as a manager, to say, here's what's going on with my unit. I know we have a deficit, but here's my plan to solve this deficit in the short term as well as the long term. That's what I'd like to hear from our manager. And then the board can discuss and debate options and what direction to go in. That's all I'm saying.
Adriana?
Yeah, Adriana.
Yes, I agree. Totally, what just Tony said make a lot of sense. We, in order to have a clear picture, we should have it from the people that the foundation is paying to do that job. Then, once that we have, like Tony said, the reality that every unit sees and their ideas, their plans, how to solve it. With all of that, we, the directors, need to make our decisions. And after that, then obviously, probably, we will need some extra professional advice, depending the way that we decide to go. But this idea of going on top of everybody, asking people from outside, give us a picture, and that doesn't make any sense. It's taken really from the people that we are paying to do the job. It's taken from them, no advice at all. No, we don't listen to them. And then we make our own decisions, obviously, without knowing the reality that they know or they think that they know. We can arrive to our own conclusion. That doesn't mean, like Tony said, that we will get every advice or assessed value whatever, I mean, the manager said about the unions, but they will give us a clear picture of how the situation is and how they think that that could be solved. And then we can rationalize and that is possible or not. Before that, doesn't make any sense. It's just, you know, throwing things, and like Tony said, it's a political year, and we understand that a lot of these things can be used to propagate really strange ideas and said, well, this is what they are doing. We know how rumors work to the foundation, and I think that it's counterproductive. Tony expresses very clearly, I think, that the path that he just explained is exactly the way that we should go.
Jose Luis.
Yes, Jose Luis.
So, you know, I hear what Tony and Adriana are saying. I'm just puzzled. And I'm puzzled because the chair of the Finance Committee, who chair is the finance committee that's composed of TMB directors on this call, that's composed of the LSB finance people from each of the station, and they're informed about the finances, and the conclusion from the chair of the finance committee is that we're in dire straits. We might not be able to make payroll, pay these obligations, but I don't understand what more professionals do you need than that's the chair of the finance committee. That's what we have, a finance committee. It's objective evidence that we are in trouble, and I totally appreciate that we need more deliberation and more talk from the managers of each of the station to tell us. We already told the Finance Committee this. We have through the LSBs, but we'll tell you again, we're in trouble and we need money. And where are you guys going to come up with money? It's the job of the PMB to find the money. Our job as a national board is responsible for finding money and for making sure the station has money to operate. So where are we going to find money? The only logical conclusion that any rational person can make is look at what assets we have. We have buildings. So what buildings can we sell? Those would be the liquid assets that we can sell right away to give the managers the money that they need in order to keep operating. There's money that the Finance Committee chair is requesting in order to keep operating. These are the decisions that the PMB needs to make, whether to sell one building, all the buildings, whether to sell all the licenses, none of the licenses. These are the hard decisions, the political decisions that each one of you has to make. And the longer we delay it, the penalties start racking up, just like the Empire State Building each month. That general manager has not made a recommendation to us, or actually he has. He suggested that we move to 4 Times Square. We never authorized that to happen, so we continue to incur a debt at the Empire State Building because the PMB won't make that call. So we need to make...
I'm sorry. What's your point of order, Adriana?
May I remind again to the director that we cannot use a specific information that is managed only in executive session in this manner, in open session?
I think you're right. I think that information is not public yet.
Exactly.
Right.
What information is not public? There's no secrecy that I am protecting. I don't know what secrecy people are protecting. I'm for full transparency and just show the cards. And this is talks that are out there. I'm sorry.
The only time I've heard about these things is actually in executive session. Is this, in fact, somehow public knowledge already? the line of talking that you're going down.
Yes, it's in public. If you look at any of the New York back and forth throughout the years, it's been public knowledge. So it's I don't know what we're protecting here. We have nothing to protect. It's all public knowledge that.
Well, it seems to me that the point you're making is really the urgency of the matter, and I think we all agree about that. And we've all agreed to have this conversation as quickly as possible. I hear you not objecting to having the managers somehow poll for whatever they can add to this prior to the meeting. And really the question is whether or not to ask our lawyer to be present at that and to give a sort of analysis of how you might reorganize things. Is that correct?
No, well, I think, you know, we can leave that up to the IED. I mean, I think I'm in agreement with the sentiment that the general managers and the interim executive director in their weekly meetings between now and December 3rd should come up with a plan so that the interim executive director can present us on 12-3 what their options are, the general managers and the IED, to dealing with this debt and paying our obligations. And if she believes we need to have Kriegler there, I totally trust that she would bring him on if she believes that's the
Then in that case, I think we don't have really any major disagreements. Teresa, perhaps you want to make the recommendation that he be there. What I hear Jose Luis saying is, let's just leave that up to the IED. Our recommendation will be have this meeting as soon as possible, that it include the input from the general managers, and that if she thinks Kriegler ought to be there, that she invite him. Is there any objection to going forward in that way?
Jim Brown.
Teresa
Jim?
Here.
Jim, go ahead. Jim?
The reason I'm objecting to it is because we would go to him or to Kriegler or whatever without a specific plan that our people have been, when I say our people, I'm talking about our general managers have been involved in, that he can make some judgment or make some suggestions, you know, based on what we see we can do. These people we have at these stations are not dummies. They're smart people. I'm not saying that we're saying that, but they're smart people. And if we ask them the right questions, I think we can get the right answers. They can give us what they plan to do at their particular station. And from a legal standpoint, the lawyer can, in fact, maybe make some suggestions as to how it can be done better. But to make a decision to start making a plan without knowing specifically what's going on in each one of our units.
I wasn't suggesting that, Jim. In fact, quite the opposite, our suggestion is that basically that the IED use the interaction with the general managers to find out what's going on and what their suggestions are before the executive session happens. And the only question... So I think everyone's in agreement with that, and that the only question was, did we want to recommend that Kriegler be there, or just let that be up to the IED, whether she wants him to be there or not?
Okay, I hear you.
Okay. Teresa, go ahead.
If you want a presentation from the five general managers, then I would suggest that you ask the IED or get with two other directors and ask them to get our paid employees to give us presentations. And we can call an extra PNB meeting to do just that. there's no need for us to say, well, we need this, and not actually expect to take action and say, okay, if that's what you want, let's have these managers come on one at a time and each give us a 7-minute presentation with their proposals that you like. My issue is that we've seen presentations for LMAs and we didn't take action. We've had people say we're not getting our paychecks, we're not getting our pensions, or, you know, we're having serious financial problems, and we haven't taken action. In fact, somebody has, when the issue came up involving underwriting for the affiliates, someone said to me, well, we don't want to have underwriting, it's a slippery slope. But I think the biggest slippery slope for Pacifica right now is that we have general managers and staff that don't think that it's essential to pay their bills. That's the biggest slippery slope of all. They should be counseled. They should be on notice if they are not figuring out how to pay their bills. Or they should be insisting that they meet with the PNB every month to say, hey, we got some serious problems at this station. We can't pay our bills. I mean,
Teresa, what are you suggesting we do now as a committee?
I think we ought to recommend that we have Kriegler give this presentation to us. Have a special PNB session, an executive session, so he can explain it to us. So if it comes to that point that we need to make that decision, we're prepared.
Well, I'd like to take a vote on that, if that's okay. Is there any objection to voting on that suggestion that Kriegler be invited as a positive, that is to say, as a definite recommendation from the committee, be present at this executive committee? Is there any objection to taking a vote on that?
Adriana?
Yeah, go ahead, Adriana.
Okay, I have a little correction. When you, Teresa, said that we have an LMA presentation and we decide not to take actions, I think that you forget that during 2014, you were not PNB member. You were not the director. That is not true. The PNB took actions, make their own decisions, and you agree or disagree is a different point, but I do not accept you saying that we have recommendations and we directly didn't pay attention to it. I don't believe that that is the case, and like I said, if you don't know it, that doesn't mean that it didn't happen. Thank you.
Okay, but that's not an objection to going to a vote on whether or not to recommend it, that Attorney Kriegler be there. Is there any objection to going to a vote on that? Okay, hearing none. So a yes vote is to affirmatively ask that he be there. A no vote is essentially to leave it up to the IED as to whether or not he's there.
And I would like to say, as a point of information, I'm saying he should give his presentation, not just be there to listen to us talk.
Oh, I get that. Yes, that's clear. I think it's clear to everybody that was what the suggestion was. Okay, so Adriana, yes or no?
No.
Teresa?
Yes.
Jim?
No.
Jim? Jose Luis?
Yes.
Tony Norman?
No.
And that leaves me, and I abstain. It's 3-2, and so that fails. What we have then is there any objection to recommending the executive session with to the IED that she also get the input from the general managers prior to the session for as soon as possible, presumably the December 3rd meeting? Okay. Hearing none, I will make the
question. I have a question. What you are saying that we should tell the IED, we should suggest to her that she does that. I mean, what is exactly what we are suggesting?
There will be an executive session as soon as possible to discuss contingencies for the finance, the cash balance shortfall, what to do about it, and that be done as soon as possible.
Okay.
Okay, so hearing none, a thought occurred to me as I was, listening to this. I had said that I was going to forward the strategic plan, which, again, is not the same thing as what do we do right now so we can stay afloat. It's a much longer-term proposal directly to the PND. But what do you think about forward it to the IED and asking her to circulate it amongst the general managers' comments before we do that? Any thoughts about that?
I think it's a great idea.
Anybody else?
Yeah, no, I agree with Jim. We should do that.
Any objection to doing that? Okay, I'll do that, which may mean we'll have to another meeting, but depending on what comes back from them. But I'll do that basically immediately and ask for a response as soon as we can get it. That pretty much concludes what we had on the agenda. I'd like to set the time for another meeting. Let me see now. In about 2 weeks, I would say. Is that okay with you all?
Is that going to be during the Thanksgiving holidays?
No. There's a the next Thursday, other than Thanksgiving, looks like it's going to be a PNB meeting.
George, I suggest. I mean, given that. We can do it through emails, but I would like a report back, at least to hear what you found out from the interim executive director and the managers, if they're doing this.
That would be before the next meeting for sure. How about the 10th of December? Let me just check to make sure that's
what day of the week is that?
Thursday.
Are you looking on KPFTX? I'm going to KPFTX.
Yes, it's open.
That's open.
Okay.
Well, any objection to that?
My only objection is that I'm gone starting the 10th through the 22nd, so I'll miss it, but you can go without me. If it can be done earlier, it would be better. But
the other times would be. Are you leaving on the 22nd? You'll be back on the 22nd.
Yeah, December 22nd.
You're leaving when?
The 10th.
Oh. Okay. So there's no way to do it anyway before then.
Okay.
So I'll set it for the 17th. I'll send what we've got to the IED for circulation to the general managers and comments, and ask to get it back soon, preferably before December 3rd, I would think, but we'll see. Okay. Anything else for tonight? Anything else anybody wants to bring up?
This is Jim. I just want to say one quick thing.
Yeah.
I think what we're doing is, for lack of a better word, is a spark plug towards generating some dialogue and some planning that we need. And so everybody's comments here is very, very important so that we can and somehow start some conversation and start some planning that's going to save the foundation.
Amen. Anyone else want to speak?
Yeah, no, I agree with Jim, and hopefully, George, you can use your Texan charm to charm the powers that be.
What are you talking about?
You're going to have to talk with management and make management focus on this as a priority as opposed to all these other things they're doing that isn't focused on the money issues that are coming down.
Indiana?
Yeah, I'm a little bit afraid one's going to prevent the other, but we'll see what we can manage with this. It seems like we're going to have both answers at the same time. Yes, go ahead, Adriana.
Yes, I mean, I believe that really it's not only that the executive director is in permanent contact with the general managers, and I don't think that, we have any doubts that the interim executive director will have the conversations that need to be having with the general manager about this issue, and I'm not even that sure that those conversations are not going on now.
Yes. Anyone else want to speak? Okay, if not, meeting is adjourned. Thank you all. Good night, John.
Good night.
Good night.